Welcome back to Crunch Time. It's time for the Crunch Exchange, brought to you by the Josh Cooley team of Keller Williams Realty. Alex presents the prospectus. Steve lets us know if he's buying, selling, or if it's pending. Sell your home worry-free with Josh Cooley, Keller Williams Realty.
Love the guy in the background at the start of that who goes, whoop. I kind of feel the same way.
Whoop.
Welcome back to Crunch Time, final segment on a Wednesday. That means the Crunch Exchange. I'm going to give Steve some stories from around the world of sports. He's going to tell us if he's buying or selling the prospectus involved with those stories. There's also an option for pending, which he sometimes uses. Obviously, the big news this week is the Kevin Durant move. Signs with Golden State, giving the Warriors a big four with he, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, Steph Curry. Many have criticized the move, calling it a cop-out, selfish, etc. But the main point of some people's argument is that it now makes next season basically unfair. You have the team that set the record for wins in the regular season, adding one of the league's best players in the prime of his career. Essentially, Golden State now has three of the league's top 10 scorers. Some could argue the top five. Now, one hole that roster seems to have is in the middle. And as they proved in the finals when Andrew Bogut got hurt, that is something even the Warriors, the most finesse team in the NBA, desperately needed to stop the likes of LeBron and Kyrie in the middle. Bogut is gone. Festus Ezeli is gone. The Warriors do not currently have a big man. But if their big four scores like we think it should, it might not matter. The prospectus, the Warriors with Durant and without a big man are still the favorites to win the NBA title right now.
They definitely are. They are the favorites. First of all, I don't even see where their challenge comes in the West. So it's going to be, can LeBron and the Cavs get better? So I'm going to buy that one.
Well, we think the NBA champs, the Cavs, are going to make another run at it this year. At least on paper, they aren't really different from last season when they ran through the East basically unchallenged to get to the Warriors in the finals. But a team that is near and dear to you seems to have made a legit push to overtake them. Of course, I mean the Knicks, who only went out and got former league MVP Derrick Rose, Joakim Noah, Courtney Lee, and Brandon Jennings to add to Zinger and Melo. The Knicks, Steve, as much as you are afraid to admit it, suddenly became a contender to win it all next year.
Win it all?
How much of a contender? The prospectus, the New York Knicks are the new favorite out of the East in the NBA.
No, they're not. They're not even a favorite to make it out of New York. There'll probably be a collapse in the Lincoln Tunnel. I'm selling that one.
You think they're going to lose to the Nets, too, or something? Jeez.
Brooklyn.
Jeez.
Buffalo will get a team.
Chicago Cubs might have grabbed yesterday's headlines when start by their entire infield starting in the All-Star game, but on the field, they lost yet another game, this time to the last-place Reds. They lost to them again today. Cubs started out the season like gangbusters, absolutely on fire, clear best team in baseball, and it wasn't really close, but they've suddenly lost 7 of their last 11, including 6 of their last 7 coming into today, or after today, and have suddenly fallen into third place for the best record in terms of wins in baseball behind the Rangers and Giants. Clearly, they have good players on the field, all of the all-star selections. Arguably the best pitcher in the game, leading their rotation, Jake Arrieta, but for whatever reason, the Cubs have been in a slump in terms of wins and losses. Time to panic or just a temporary skid? The prospectus, you buy or sell that the Cubs are in trouble.
In trouble? It can't be in trouble. They're like 10 games up. They're going to get in the playoffs. The Major League Baseball regular season is just a lot of ebbs and flows. I mean, think about it. You could be a really good team and lose 58 games and still go 1-4 and 58. I'm selling it. They're not in trouble yet.
Phil Steele released his new 2016 college football Bible a couple weeks ago. I think it was a couple weeks ago. And surprised many by picking the Washington Huskies as his favorite to win the Pac-12 this season over Oregon, Stanford, even UCLA. He actually went on CBS Sports Radio and picked them as his sneaky team in the hunt to win a national title this year. He isn't the first guy to pick them to play better this year, but he is the first to pick them to be in the hunt for a natty. Seems crazy to everyone in this part of the country because, well, it has been 4,631 days since Washington beat Oregon, and the road to the North title goes through Eugene this year for the Dogs. Steele's credit, though, Washington had the best defense in the conference last year and returns most of it. They also return a young and now experienced quarterback. So the pieces are there, but the pieces always seem to be there, and the Huskies still never seem to get more than 8 wins. The prospectus, you buy or sell the Huskies as the favorite to win the Pac-12 in football.
Oof. I'll tell you what, one thing, heading into the regular season, conference season, they're gonna be 3-0 because they got Rutgers, Idaho, and Portland State. I actually do like their line. They've got experience, Gaskin running the ball, and I don't know, just they won 7 games. Now they're gonna win the conference. I hate to lead with my heart, but it's meeting my head and saying sell.
Because you're just throwing shade on Portland State, by the way. Jeez.
They're coming here, too.
They are. Yeah. Exactly. Like
and
their
the
big
Apple
games
Cup
are on the road.
At Wazoo.
Big games are on the road this year.
At Utah.
Yeah. We'd be fools to ignore the huge news last week about Oregon basketball. Dylan Ennis getting a rare 6th year granted by the NCAA. That means Oregon's Elite Eight team from last season only loses Elgin Cook and Dwayne Benjamin and adds Ennis, who was injured, and 4 4-star recruits who can and probably won't, by the way, play right now, including one of the best high school players in the country in Pritchard and the best JC transfer in the country in Cavell Bigbee Williams. Adding that last guy in the middle gives Oregon the best 3 shot blockers in school history playing alongside one another. And now you have Ennis, a former point guard for the number 1 team in the country in Villanova, running the show, distributing to scorers like Dylan Brooks, Tyler Dorsey, and Pritchard. I think we can safely say this is the most talent Oregon men's basketball will ever put on, well, maybe not will ever, but has ever put on the floor. But the prospectus, buy or sell that all of that talent makes Oregon the best team in the country
in
going
the
into
country.
Next season.
In the country.
Yeah, said it.
I'll tell you what, I like the fact that Casey Benson, I see him, some are calling him a backup point guard. I think he's going to be more of a supplemental point guard. With Ennis, they could distribute and get these guys the ball.
Boy, talk about good depth, huh?
Yeah, best ever. I cannot believe they're the best team in the country. That might be a reach. We might have to readdress this sometime around Thanksgiving, but for now, it's a sell.